Monday, February 27, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. This is David Cruz with the Comstock Report. President Trump has major designs of fiscal reforms he intends to have Congress enact. They include what he calls a massive expansion of military spending, huge new infrastructure spending plans, massive tax cuts for corporations in the 1%, strong support for maintaining Social Security and Medicare entitlements paid for from general cuts and other domestic spending programs. This plan would pay no regard to the deficit, so congressional Republicans are promoting a border tax to raise $1 trillion in revenue over the next decade to fund it. A border tax is akin to a tariff. If they think that they can tax imports to the tune of $1 trillion without our trading partners taxing our exports by a like amount, this is what protectionist smoking weed look like. They expect the massive stimulus along with a strong dose of deregulation to give the U.S. economy a huge boost. There would be expensive jobs created, but there are a lot of ifs, ands, and buts in how this generated prosperity trickles down to the working class that will prove disappointing to them. There will be export jobs destroyed as well. Ironically, a lot of the jobs that they want to bring back are in areas where they were dying a natural death. It is the jobs of the future that could be curtailed by unintended consequence. The U.S. business community, of course, loves the core plan of tax cuts and deregulation. There will be less money spent on a farm bill, student loans, food stamps, foreign aid, and health programs. My expectation is that conservation title spending will be reduced. Trump will trade deregulation to farmers for reduced farm bill support. The spending, however, will be impossible to cover without draconian reductions in domestic spending. Small government conservatives love that. Trump's upcoming State of the Union speech will need to reinstill the confidence that the markets have put into his agenda since the election. They're not going to care about the politics unless it impacts the market outlook. Markets will need to believe that the Trump agenda is on track to deliver on where they have placed their bets. The choice for Navy Secretary withdrew, and they are down to third and further down choices to fill positions. It is hard to hire people who have any idea what they are doing in government when one of the criteria is that they have never said anything bad about Trump. If Trump gives another campaign speech or diatribe against the free press in lieu of the State of the Union message, confidence will erode further and markets will respond negatively. On the other hand, the speech is his opportunity to breathe another air of confidence into plans to overhaul government that markets respond positively to. Trump has promised to be business bullish, but it takes Congress now to deliver on his promises, and while they will cheer every applause line, there is reason to doubt that they can legislate. The U.S. economy is on a steady glide path, and the global economy is going to slow from deglobalization. Disruption or stimulus? Which will come next or happen most? You're listening to the Comstock Report. 3, 2, 1. President Trump had dinner with Nigel Farage this last weekend. Nigel championed the Brexit effort in the UK and was requested to be the UK ambassador by Trump. They declined. Trump has his finger on the scale on the side of the UK against the EU and Brexit. Nigel says that the Brexit and Trump are the beginning of a global revolution, and I fear that he could be right. The next stop on their deglobalization trade is a win by Le Pen in the French election, which would result in a Frexit in the end of the European Union. The EU sees Trump's efforts and attitude undermining their economic union while he dumps on NATO. That is opposite of Trump's surrogates, however, who express support for the military alliance. Understandably, everything is mixed and muddled, just like Trump likes it. China became Germany's largest trading partner last year. I think globalization will continue under new alliances. The United States, UK, and any other nation who favors nationalist protectionism will form a loose partnership against new economic alliances that form outside the Anglo-Saxon perimeter. Ironically, Japan could align with the US, while Australia aligns with China. The demise of the European Union would be the demise of the euro, weakening the currencies of our trading European partners. Not much of any other reason is needed to own gold. I think USDA was over-optimistic in its estimates of corn and soybeans exports for this year. With good spring weather, corn acreage could be up a million bushel, and the yield could be a couple of bushel higher, which the result would be another good hike in the corn carryover, making it tougher still to get out from under the burdensome weight of it. Farmers have gotten more optimistic in part because they have saved some costs for next year, but mostly because they've gotten tired of being pessimistic. I don't know that that's enough to justify optimism. You've been listening to the Comstock Report. For more information and marketing opportunities, visit us in Royal Iowa, online at comstock.com, or call 712-933-9400.